relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, dear friends. What a great show we have for you today. Every day I do believe, but today there's a phrase in the UK, I don't know if it exists here, busman's holiday. What is that? It's when you get to do something that's allegedly vacation, but it's more like work or just similar in all ways. Why? Because I get to share the whole first hour with a real pro, a guy who has the early shift every single day on Sirius XM, the Patriot Channel, Breitbart.news daily. You've got to follow him. He's got a brand new social media game. Alex Marlow, editor-in-chief of the most powerful conservative website in all known universes, Breitbart.com. Alex, thank you for making it in studio.
I love to be in studio with you, Dr. G. Thank you so much. And we're always very grateful to have you every Thursday on our morning show. And, you know, Breitbart right now having the most traffic we've ever had. And that's largely because we have great friends like you. We couldn't do it. We don't advertise. So it's all word of mouth. And you're just about the biggest megaphone we got in terms of our friends. So appreciate it. Though the president's been tweeting us a lot lately, which is nice.
The president
has
indeed.
That's very helpful.
Has indeed. Very, very helpful. Okay, first things first. How did you enjoy that 9mm that we picked up at the gun range 2 weeks ago?
I loved it. It was smooth. But, you know, I had a pro give me lessons.
Oh, man, you're natural. You are natural. He got given like the Rolex of 1911.
It is ridiculous.
By STI Staccato, and he shot it like he's been like a ninja master. I was very impressed. I thought he was a ringer, but hoorah to the guys at Staccato, and I'm impressed.
So we put some of the clips and photos on my social media, Marlow News on Instagram, and it was funny because people were giving me lessons right away, and I was really grateful for the lessons. In fact, I solicited more, but
Trigger control.
I was crying while I was reading them. I was saying, thank you for the feedback. This is great. I'm going to work on this.
I'll try harder next time.
This is so embarrassing.
All right. We'll talk about that more on our Friday Second Amendment segments here. But first things first, you are, and you have a very special role, because you're not simply the
the spider at the middle of the web that is Breitbart.com. Mm. And you see all of the things that Breitbart is doing, the reaction, covering the news with your finger on the pulse of all of these, what we used to call verticals. You also have this radio show, 3 hours a day. Three hours, right?
Yeah, 3 hours. Yeah.
So I think you really have the pulse of MAGA world.
Yes.
Because you take a lot of callers. Great call. I mean, your callers are almost as good as ours.
Almost.
Great
almost.
Callers.
No, you're right. It's a huge, it's a focal point for
so
us.
So tell us what is the feedback you're getting, the resonance a couple of weeks after the election? Are people, because here, at, you know, at our little radio show, it's, I'm not prepared to give in.
Yes.
A couple of voices are kind of, oh, like this, and yes. I kick him every day. What is the MAGA world frequency, Alex Marlowe?
It's such a great question, and that is the question I'm constantly toggling with every day. And I'll tell you where MAGA world is at least from my vantage point, speaking to callers to Breitbart and commenters to Breitbart.
Right.
They think the election was rigged. And the question is, how was it rigged, and can we realistically unrig it by the time the Electoral College certifies it? But everyone thinks it's rigged. Do they think it's rigged because the cheat by mail rules, which were changed at the last minute because of this virus, because we were told everyone is going to get wiped out? Most people agree that's a form of rigging. When Google turns off, for example, Breitbart's traffic to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's stories 5 months before an election, doesn't explain it, no one really investigates it. Literally, we used to get tens of thousands of hits a day.
Explain?
Yeah, we used to get tens of thousands of hits a day for searches for Joe Biden. In May, first week of May 2020, Google turned it all off. So we started getting zero hits a day.
So somebody's looking for Joe Biden stories.
Yes.
Breitbart's just not going to turn up.
Right. And who was the top reporter on Hillary Clinton? It was Peter Schweitzer, who's the senior editor of Breitbart. Who's the top reporter on Joe and Hunter Biden? Other than there are a lot of good reporters on it. The New York Post did a great job on it. John Solomon does a great job. But Peter Schweitzer, again, first and foremost, Matt Boyle, terrific stories on this stuff that we broke at Breitbart. This stuff is suppressed by the tech giants. So everyone agrees that if we just had an election where we had a free and fair media, and people showed up on election day, unless you are using absentee ballots for their original purpose, which is really for military or people who have to go to work or elderly or infirm and literally can't go to the polls. If it was that, Trump would have won in a landslide. Everyone agrees with that. So the problem is, though, was the cheating, was it the Dominion, like flipping votes with a hinky machine from overseas? Maybe a little bit of that, but enough to swing the election? I don't know. Was it that there was people literally stuffing ballot boxes when they stopped the count in the middle of the night? Suspicious, but maybe not enough. We don't know. But we know that overall, this is all a constellation of facts that lead to Joe Biden not being legitimate. That's where MAGA's at, I think, in my opinion.
And is there faith, or is it too early to tell? A friend of mine, you know, Chris Plant,
of course,
yesterday kind of got, he admitted it, I'm impatient. He kind of got a little angry at the open of the show, and he said, okay, Sidney Powell, okay, Rudy, if you got the goods, where the hell are the goods? And clearly, 15 minutes later in the next segment, he was saying, oh, wow, I got a bit of blowback there. So clearly he was seeing comments coming up. Is there a lack of satisfaction with the campaign and how the president or Rudy is responding? Or how are they seeing the institutional response to their sense that it was rigged?
Right. So this is the big thing that everyone is waiting. And there's a lot of faith in Sidney Powell in particular, that people think that she's been a miracle worker in the past and there's no reason to doubt her. If she says she's got the goods, we're going to wait. But every day that goes by that we don't see it, people get a little bit more discouraged. But overall, they're optimistic, I think, in general, that things are going to work out. But a lot of that is just because Trump's a winner and they've never seen him lose.
Right.
And I don't think they can picture him losing. So I think there's a lot of there's a lot of wondering what Sidney Powell's got. And that's what we want.
How important an event was Saturday? Your team cornered me as we were walking from Freedom Plaza. I knew they'd be out there, but they grabbed me. They got through my detail. We were walking from Freedom Plaza all the way to Supreme Court, and I gave a little bit of a soundbite, a little bit of a video interview.
Sure.
Was that important for MAGA World or for America? What's Alex Marlowe's response?
So I loved it. I loved the rally. We loved covering it at Breitbart. We loved your clip. I played a clip of you on radio on our morning show. I don't know if you know that.
No.
But, yeah, I did, which was great. And If you're over 18, Dr. G had a great comment about Rolling Stone magazine that you can search out. If you're under 18, I humbly request you do not search it out. But we love, I mean, it's just the president supporters are just, by and large, I'm not saying there aren't some bad ones in the group, but by and large, they're such great people. Yeah. I was walking around the National Mall with my young family this weekend. And you felt comfort knowing that there's all these people with red hats, these MAGA yes. people that are out there. They're the exact type of people that make you feel at home and comfortable. And these are the happy warriors. And they will accept a loss, unlike the Democrats, unlike Hillary Clinton. And unlike – they call themselves a resistance, Dr. G. How is no one talking about this? We've been 4 years. They're the resistance. And now all of a sudden, if the president wants to pursue legitimate legal challenges, now that's a threat to democracy? This is insanity. And there are all these lovely people out there who are walking, marching peacefully. They just want their vote counted, and they don't want fake votes and dead people's votes counted.
I've never seen him this agitated, and that's why we love to get him in
studio. Because these are good people.
No,
and they're
these
smeared.
Are. These are, and you have no right. You have, I don't care what the Constitution says, morally, you have no right to call yourself the resistance, not just as voters, not just as American citizens, but as members of the Trump administration, like that scuzzball. Taylor, Miles Taylor. You don't get to call yourselves Anonymous and the Resistance and then tell us that we're not allowed to investigate the accusations of fraud, the myriad accusations of fraud. Who do you think you are? Sorry, guys. Not here, not while we're breathing. We've only just started. Follow him on all platforms. Alex Marlow, editor-in-chief of the most consequential conservative website on the planet, Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Keep it where you got it.
Yesterday, Mr. Dorsey, you and I spent a considerable amount of time on the phone, and you said that you wanted to embrace transparency. So I want to ask you, I have asked Twitter, I've asked Facebook multiple times, how many times have you blocked Republican candidates for office, their tweets or their posts in 2016, in 2018, and 2020? How many times have you blocked Democratic candidates for office? How many times have you blocked Republican office holders? How many times have you blocked Democratic office holders? Twitter has repeatedly refused to answer that question with specific hard data and cataloging the examples. In the interest of transparency, which you said you want to embrace, will you commit in this hearing right now to answer those questions in writing?
And we'll exactly let that what be we the want last to do. Question. Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dorsey, I didn't hear you.
That's exactly what we're pushing for as we think about building upon 230.
Really? Where are the lists of Democrats who have been censored? That was, of course, Senator Ted Cruz with the hearing this week with one of the quote-unquote masters of the universe, Jack Dorsey, doing a very credible Rasputin impression on his Zoom call. We are here with Alex Marlow, the big cheese at Breitbart.com. I can't even remember, Alex. You invited me to speak at an event. And I had to look up or ask you what the Masters of the Universe thing was. That must have been before I went into the administration. It must have been 5 years ago. You guys have been on this for such a long time.
Such a long time. Yeah, we saw this as a major threat because we saw how many people are getting their news. And typically when you leave that to chance, when you leave to corporations your free speech rights, I just don't trust that they're going to protect the people. And we've seen this because we're in this unique spot where we're from this populist nationalist portion of the conservative movement, where we're both conservatives. So we have a healthy skepticism on any sort of collectivism. But we're also sort of skeptical of corporations, which is different than the Republican establishment, because we've always thought the corporations end up kind of siding with whoever is with power and with the Republican establishment,
right,
who's had more power politically over my lifetime. It's only very recent where this anti-establishment Trumpian movement has moved in. So we were kind of uniquely positioned to spot this, that these guys were a major threat to free speech. And so we've been banging the drum and everyone agrees with us. But the frustration with some of these hearings yesterday is that even though everyone right of center seems to agree that this is a big threat, and even some left of center people think that the masters of the universe, the Silicon Valley elite, are a big threat, they don't really have a plan to deal with it. That's not what I'm hearing from our senators. I'm not hearing a coherent plan. How do we push back on what's clearly censorship?
So Hawley isn't the big savior of this issue?
I hope he is. I mean, hasn't been there very long. He's obviously gets it a lot, and he's a good spokesman, as is Cruz. Blackburn's a good spokesman. But then you have folks like Mike Lee, who's taken huge amounts of money from Google, and he's questioning Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. And I can't help but roll my eyes at that stuff. This is a guy who's taken huge checks, as many Republicans have, taken huge checks from the Silicon Valley elite.
Right.
And then we're supposed to trust them to protect us from the Silicon Valley elite. No one is doing anything. And there's another problem here, which is that everyone in Washington wants a big stock market. And if you take on the Silicon Valley tech giants, it's going to hurt the stock market short term. I think long term it will benefit because we'll have free information across the world or across the country.
We'll have competition.
We'll have competition. But you're going to have to take a momentary hit in the stock market. That's real big disincentive for people. Not to mention they've got so much money to throw around. So they can lobby. They're some of the biggest lobbyists. It's very scary because this is a huge threat and I'm not seeing a real plan on how it's going to be dealt with.
Yeah, and this is, you know, just a hunch kind of question. When you watch that testimony,
yeah,
and again and again and again, you have Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, saying, I don't know, or no, we don't. Is he just some kind of hobo in a cave who really doesn't know, or is he dissembling? Is he lying?
So I think that what they're doing is they know what is potentially a policy that could get them in trouble. And what they will do is they will make sure that the top guy is going to be ignorant. So they want – because it's going to be Dorsey or Zuckerberg is going to do the testimony.
So you think he's isolated?
I think you isolate in a few things. Like Zuckerberg was asked by Hawley about coordinating across various platforms in terms of who they're going to censor. So they look like a united front, Facebook and Twitter, for example. Zuckerberg pled ignorance. I don't think Zuckerberg's a liar. I think Zuckerberg is very clever, and he knows that he does not want the answer to that question. Right. So then he doesn't have to lie to Congress.
Right. I don't want to be in that room when that decision is being made, so I don't...
I'm out.
I'm not testifying about something I know about.
Exactly. I'm going for a one-mile run. I think that's his big thing. He runs for 1 mile.
Okay. These are the masters of the universe. This is Silicon Valley. But it goes all the way down to no-name state officials, canvassers, Michigan activists. Let's talk about the latest.
Sure.
This is a state rep elect, Abraham Ayash. He is a canvasser who's basically threatening somebody's children online. This is audio cut 12. Play cut.
You are certainly showing that you are a racist, and your actions today made it clear that you are okay with silencing the votes of an 80% African American city. And what that tells us is you, Miss Monica Palmer from Grosse Pointe Woods, which has a history of racism. And I want you to think about what that means for your kids who probably go to Grosse Pointe North. And when they see all their black classmates.
So you're talking about your political opponent.
Yeah.
You're identifying live online where they live. And you're couching it because, you know, you're a scumbag. Probably where your children go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Have we seen this before in recent history in openly in politics, Alex Mahler, or is this going back to the 50s and 60s?
It feels like it's been a while where it used to be you don't bring the kids into it.
Yeah.
And now that was something that was very respected, like at Breitbart. You go try to find the photos of children, even of politicians on Breitbart. They're tough to find because I'm not saying that there isn't an exception to the rule every once in a while, but we assiduously avoid covering, you know, Malia Obama and Sasha Obama. You don't bring them into it. You see, there's not a single Breitbart reader who likes Barack Obama, but it doesn't mean you bring the kids into it. But this is changing because the left literally sees Trump as Hitler. They see all of us. That's why the Christiane Amanpour thing was so important.
The Kristallnacht.
Yeah, exactly. It's so important because not only is it kind of mild Holocaust denial, maybe even medium Holocaust denial, but it's that type of stuff. It shows that she thinks of us, people like you and me and our kids, as part of a Nazi clan. And that's so important to hear, because when you know they think of it of us like that, it's everything is fair game.
Why wouldn't you steal an election if you think the other side are genocidal maniacs?
Absolutely right. Everything is. Why wouldn't you go after their kids if that's what it took to shut them down? Everything is on the table. And so in Michigan, there is I don't know how much time we've got before the break.
6 seconds.
Yeah. So it's so what happened last night was the two Republicans and a four-person bipartisan board decided they would not certify Wayne County, the biggest county in the state. And then, lo and behold, their Zoom went down, and the Zoom comes back up, and they've been pressured heavily that they're going to get called racist and their kids have gotten threatened unless they change their mind. And lo and behold, they did. And a lot of Republicans weenie out on that. But the problem is that the Democrats are really resorting to that tactic where there's unbelievable amounts of pressure placed even now on the children. It's a very, very dark thing that's happening.
My question for Alex when we come back is, can we stand up to that tactic? Because that's the question for the next 3.5 weeks here in America. His name is Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Follow them, breitbartnews.com, across all social media platforms. They have been crushing Fox, CNN, New York Times, The Washington Post, with good reason. Stay on this channel. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T. The number 2, T.org. T2T.org. Thank you.
Monica Palmer and William Hartman will forever be known in southeastern Michigan as two racists who did something so unprecedented that they disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of black voters. But just know, when you try to sleep tonight, that millions of people around the world now on Twitter know the name Monica Palmer and William Hartman as two people completely racist and without an understanding of what integrity means or a shred of human decency.
And so it continues. The intimidation of conservatives, of officials, of party members by the left. That was Ned Stabler, one of the other left-wing individuals trying to intimidate their opponents, talking about how they sleep at night. How do you sleep at night, Axe? You don't sleep enough.
I don't sleep enough, but that has nothing to do with my work. It has to do with my small children who like to scream. You know what his name is on Twitter? It's actually Ned Black Lives Matter.
I know.
Yeah.
And in his bio, it's very clear whose side he's on.
And he calls the White House press secretary KKK Kaylee, because we know that she's got a big reputation as being a white. We've seen her at a lot of Klan rallies, right?
Yeah, many, many Klan rallies, like Ralph Northam with his hood standing next to her. Does this slur mean anything after the last 5 years? Calling somebody racist?
I mean, it's so amazing.
Effective?
It's when we get to the post-mortem point where we get to look back, regardless of how things turn out, and really unpack what went right or went wrong for both sides. It is an amazing story at how the president, who prioritizes so high, pulled in so many minority voters, black voters, Latino voters. We're seeing Latino parts of the country where Hispanic, one or the other, or sometimes both, pulling in majority votes in areas that are minority communities.
Right.
I mean, this is a total change. And this is despite constantly being told that not only is he a racist, but if you support him, you're a racist and you're enabling racism. And he still made these huge gains.
Did you expect 10 million more votes? Because I didn't.
You know, with Not necessarily.
Given COVID.
I was thinking about that. Because of vote by mail, I want to say that I hadn't thought about that hard. I don't know what I would have thought 3 months ago if you'd asked me. But it is, I think it's a very cool achievement that he did get so many more votes, particularly with minorities.
Yeah. Incredible. We're talking to Alex Marlow. Follow him right now on all platforms. Parler will be next, allegedly.
Okay.
Alex Marlow and also Breitbart.com. If you like what you are listening to, if you like talk radio as much as we do, and we're big fans on both sides of the microphone, please support our sponsors, especially that great patriot, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. He sold 51 million of them. I use them. The president uses them. My dogs sleep on them. That's how good they are. I mean, the pet beds. And you as well.
My dogs.
Do they like them?
They love them. They sleep during my show.
I got you too, right?
During my 6 to 9 a.m. show.
Little nappy poo.
They sit with me every morning. That's our routine on the MyPillow beds that you gave them.
Listen, no better endorsement. Get up to 60% off if you use my name. He's looking for the photographs right now. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Let me ask you the one question that I think has to guide us for the weeks to come. Is it intuitive that the president gets more votes than any other sitting president, gets 10 million more than 4 years ago, the House lead in the Democrat lead in the House is decimated. Mm. The GOP seems to be holding the Senate, and not one state house is flipped to the Democrats. But the top of the ticket, the president loses.
Of course, it doesn't make sense. And the question is, we can all lament it was we all let it get too close. People on the right, people on the MAGA side. We need to be honest with ourselves about that. We need to straighten out the voter rolls. We need to get some uniformity to the system. We need to stop being saying cheap by mail. We need to take on big tech. All that stuff's to come. But you can't discount that it is weird that they stopped counting votes in the middle of the night all over the place. Whether or not it's a big widespread conspiracy, the Dominion voting machines are weird. Like, we need to figure out what's going on with those. We're not going to learn it overnight. When you're seeing this level of intimidation, that these Republicans clearly in Michigan think that the Wayne County count was illegitimate, but they get told, yeah, fine, well, you can say it's illegitimate, but you're going to be smeared as a racist for the rest of your life. And then all of a sudden they change their mind. This is all not acceptable for a first world country. And there's no other first world country that does this stuff. I mean, it is so insane. There's no comparable country to what we're doing to ourselves in order to this widespread effort to enfranchise certain votes and disenfranchise others. And if you even question it, you're a threat to democracy and you're a racist. It's not okay. It can't go on. And we need to take up this fight for the next 4 years, for the next 4 years. It needs to be a front and center issue for us.
It does. And the question is boiled down to one issue: virtue. It is one virtue that makes all the others possible, and that one is courage. We're talking to Alex Marlow, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Follow him at Alex Marlow and at Breitbart News. This is America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. If you're suffering from pain right now and have found relief nowhere else, please do what tens of thousands of Americans, me included, have already done, and take Relief Factor. It is a 100% drug-free supplement that attacks the source of your pain, which is the inflammation. Find out if it can work for you like it works for Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Yvonne? I think you do. I think you've waited long enough. Call 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter packet. Costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Yvonne and me. I think you deserve to find out. If it does, don't you? As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? I tell you what you have got to lose. One thing and one thing alone. Just your pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. Back with Alex Marlow after these messages.
Deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
One of the most remarkable things the president has done, especially in comparison to the 8 years of Obama, is truly to help those who want to reform their lives and who deserve to get out of prison early. But have you thought what it must be like to be a child who loses a parent to the prison system? How many do you think there are in America in that situation? 2.7 million. 2.7 million children who, for some reason of moral turpitude or just making a mistake, have lost their parent and they're incarcerated. Will you help me to help them this Christmas? The Prison Fellowship does an amazing thing every year, and I'm so honored to be part of it. We get you to get a present to one of these children. Also a Bible, children's Bible, and a message of hope from their parent behind bars. It's called the Angel Tree Fellowship. $22 gets a child that present, that Bible, and that message from their parent. $550 sees 25 children get a better Christmas. Will you donate whatever you can to shed a little bit of light this Christmas season? Just go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner or call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. Or just go to my website, shed a little love, be a modern missionary, sebgorka.com, Angel Tree banner. We are back with the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News, Alex Marlow. Before I get to my concrete question for this segment, can you just share, because you need to blow your trumpet more than you do, or allow me to blow it for you on this show.
Sure.
Can you talk to us about your social media interaction stats after the debate and during the election night? What, compare Breitbart to other people, other platforms.
Oh, it's, thank you for doing this. Yeah, usually on Facebook, we end up number one or two on Facebook, which is a big problem for the left. The left hates this, which is why Senator Blumenthal was actually lobbying for more censorship of Breitbart yesterday at the Senate Judiciary Committee. So even though we're constantly harassed with fact checks and we have to be incredibly cautious about what we put on Facebook because we know they're trying to throw us off, we still usually make it to number one or two. Fox is very competitive in that regard, so they sometimes edge us out. But other than that, we beat them all. And it's very cool, and I know the people who fund Facebook and who have shares in Facebook and who work at Facebook are very unhappy about that, but they can't stop us yet. So they're trying as best they can. So thank you for that.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. We actually have that. Mr. G's got the video cut. Can you play, Eric, video cut 9? This is a measure of how powerful Alex and Breitbart are.
According to the internal records that are on the record now, leaked by NBC News, Facebook has removed fact checks and forgiven infractions for conservative pages and pundits such as Breitbart, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, and Gateway Pundit based on a fear of accusations of bias. Has Facebook avoided penalizing or fact-checking conservative pages that had violated its policies based on concerns of political bias and allegations of bias?
Now, do you take that seriously? Do you take that seriously? Thank you. That's Mark Zuckerberg and Danang Dick. Do you take seriously the calls for more fact-checking and penalizing Breitbart from a man who lied about being a combat veteran in Vietnam?
That's such a great point, and I hadn't thought of it, and I played the clip on my show, and I didn't make the point, and now I regret it. Thank you. Which, by the way, I just got my rundown for tomorrow. You'll be on in the third hour.
Oh, good. Is that in Bolton's old slot?
It is in Bolton's old slot. It's the old Bolton slot. No, but it's been the Gorka slot for a very long time. The Dr. Gorka slot. It's interesting because he acts like they get pressured to remove fact checks from us. They're constantly nickel and diming us on anything that is not caveated just perfect, or if we quote someone who turns out that they were mistaken. We get all these fact checks all the time, and we have to put in tons of time and effort, which they know about, in order to try to push back on them and either prove that they're true or to quickly amend the post to make sure that everything is perfect just so they like it, so they won't throw us off their platform.
Just like CNN.
Yeah, and I'm sure CNN is going through the exact same stuff. And they've got these absurd things, these whole networks of climate feedback people who are just fully funded by the left to try to make sure that everything is just the normal anthropogenic man-made global warming is about to kill us all narrative, which is not hard science. It's all narrative. And we play along because we don't want to get thrown off the platform and disenfranchise all those Facebook users. And then act like that they're succumbing to pressure. No, they're succumbing to that we're accurate, and that when we are ever the slightest bit inaccurate, we work very hard to get 100% accurate. So it's an absurd thing. He has no idea what he's talking about, though. He doesn't even know where he is right now. Right. So it's hard to take it seriously, yes.
I have to ask you, since I mentioned it and since you brought up tomorrow's rundown for your show, and thank you for using the word anthropogenic. You just raised the level of the show.
I try my best.
Bolton.
Yeah.
What on earth happened to that man whose slot I took?
Well, you might have better insight than I do. I you know, one thing that I've never, even though I'm a fan of the president, I like his persona. I've never faulted people who really took a lot of personal issue with him. The problem is with some of them decide that they want to betray their biggest fans. Like a lot of the Fox hosts have been doing this,
yes.
which I don't get that impulse. I understand people who have had enough of Trump and the tweets and the attitude and the attacking former employees. I understand that, but I understand the betrayal of the people who supported him, like Bolton, huge amounts of fans on the right. I mean, tens of millions of fans probably. And then he just kind of throws them all out. Now he's like a Washington Post, Atlantic Monthly type guy. Like what? Like overnight? Like after 30 years in the conservative movement? It's very strange.
I have no, you know, deep insight into that man's soul, which I think has become dark very rapidly. But I will say that there was a trend I saw inside the White House, and it disturbed me immensely when I was there, that people who consider themselves to be conservatives, in many cases were good guys.
Yeah.
Wanted to be loved
uh-huh.
by the mainstream media. And maybe this is John's last attempt to be loved, but let me assure you, John Bolton, John, they still hate you.
They do.
And they always will. We're talking to Alex Marlow, editor-in-chief of Breitbart News. Follow them at Breitbart.com, the most important conservative website out there. We will be back in a moment, broadcasting live from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. Please, if you have tried everything else and it has failed you, try this incredible product if you are suffering from daily pain. I don't need a script. I don't need talking points. I've lived it now for almost 2 years. When Pete and Seth Talbot came to me, I said, I don't endorse anything that doesn't work and isn't real. I had a low back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. Lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free now 20 months later. That's how incredible this product is. Don't take my word for it. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the incredible video testimonials from Americans across the nation who are getting their lives back. And then find out if it could work for you like it works for them and for me. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Order the 3-week quick starter pack or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. It will be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Find out now. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
All right, you can ask me. Go ahead.
Well, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? Because I know that even if you have a 900-square-foot apartment, you should have no more than 10 people. And if you have 36,000...
Hey, 36, what if I'm the governor of California?
10 people. But if you're the governor of California, then you can go to Michelin star-rated restaurants with 12 people inside and lie about it and
sing
say you were outside.
Birthday.
Absolutely, for your buddy, your lobbyist buddy. And there are even top medical people there, apparently. So,
or we could go to Maui.
that's allowed too.
Because if you're a Democrat,
a little more free in Maui. So the California Democrats were all taking a pilgrimage to Maui. It's a little more free there. Than
who needs
California.
Hydroxy? You just go to Maui.
Yeah,
there's no COVID.
It saves it. It's also just make sure that you do all your drinking before 10, and you're all good. Then
okay.
Once it hits 10, then
what if you don't drink? What can I do?
Well, then you
like cigars.
Well, okay, but then make sure to smoke before 10 because no COVID before 10. If you want to unwind after 10, no. That's for free people, not for Americans.
I see. Okay.
We used to be a free country.
Seriously, I was going to go and hang out with my wife's family in a certain state that last week changed completely, mm-hmm. did a new lockdown. And so the family members, who will be unnamed, went snowflake, pulled the plug on the whole reunion. And I said, really? Well, I'm going snowmobiling. So I'm taking my family snowmobiling in Jackson Hole.
That's amazing. And I'll tell you, I'm happy for you that you're doing that. And I'll tell you that I'm a family, even though that my wife is a coronavirus frontline doctor, that we, and that's not a joke, that's a literal thing.
Yep.
It's our Thanksgiving's ruined because a lot of the family members are not, they don't want to do it because they're,
it's pathetic.
Yeah, because they're not necessarily with us on the, you know, there are ways to protect young, healthy people that are okay. And if you spare the older, infirm people, then we can pull this off. They're not really into it. Everyone just wants, we're just going to move on. We'll try it again next year.
Have you seen?
If we're lucky, we can try it again next year.
Well, look, Jake Tapper said it's canceled for at least 6 months. Everything, Christmas, canceled.
But what about next year? Fauci's already talking about next year.
Have you seen the wristband thing at weddings?
No, what is that?
My wife is at a conference today, and you have to choose a wristband color. Wristband red says, don't come near me.
Yeah.
No hugs, no handshakes. Green says, I don't care. Yellow is kind of, you can come and talk to me, but don't get too mm-hmm. close. This is Logan's Run.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, this is Philip K. Dick.
Well, I'm very stressed out about how I really do think Biden just said now that we could save 100,000 lives if we wear masks until Inauguration Day. I don't know where he's getting that number. It's obviously not a real number. Even if we saved a few lives with masks, which I don't necessarily accept, but let's say it's true, it's not 100,000. And it just feels like they're laying tracks to lock us down once he gets sworn
right.
in. And I don't think for the message to MAGA country here that I really think people are missing is they really want to lock us down. They want to punish us all next year for Trump, and then maybe they'll start pulling the reins back after that. I think we need to be very, very prepared for that.
They want to have another lockdown, whether it's Beijing Biden, whether it's Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gruesome Newsom. And I have an argument which works for me when I'm getting in line at the post office, and I think it's going to work all the way to the Supreme Court. My body, my choice. Follow him on all known platforms, including Parler imminently, allegedly. My sources tell me. Matt Boyle is whispering in my ear. He's Alex Marlowe, editor-in-chief of Breitbart.com. This is America First.